At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And really let me say, let me say, hold me down. I'm 6 feet from the edge, and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge, and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. No Twitter question today, but if we did, it would have been brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com.
I don't think we're ever going to be able to replicate 530 Creed. I know we've talked about like having a song after July 12th.
Nothing will ever click. Well, maybe it will, but people really love that one.
Well, I would say 70% of people love it.
Yeah.
There's a, you know, it's split, I feel like. But...
But the people who love it, love it.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. It's a good bit.
What are you saying? What are you looking at?
I'm just saying. We leave out on top and we leave them wanting more.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. But the thing with radio, here's what I worry about with 530 Creed.
Yes.
Is the thing about radio is that, like, you listen to, like, you know, when I grew up listening to morning shows or whatever, and there was like a little bit that they always did at a certain time.
Yeah.
If they didn't do that bit, I'd have had like a nightmare. So I don't want...
Classy at PD Spike at like
Yes, just like
old.
The people who love, you know, that moment, you know.
Here's the problem that I could see arising.
Yeah.
Agreeing on the next song.
That is...
And everybody being in agreement with the next song.
The next song.
I don't mean us being in agreement with
everybody
it.
Else.
I mean everybody that's listening, loving the next song.
Well, and the truth is that we decided, regardless of what anybody
right.
said, because we liked it,
mm-hmm.
this is what we're going to do.
Yeah.
And then, like, the number of people say, oh, yeah, I always get my kids in the car. We always listen to Creed. I'm like... You can listen to that song whenever you want, but you like when we're singing that 15-second part. So,
yeah.
You know, we appreciate everyone who loves it. Yeah,
sure.
So, a couple of Saquon notes. First of all, Adam Schefter reported today, Saquon Barkley claimed the retail crown atop the NFLPA's year-end top 50 player sales list. So this is the most... officially licensed products sold per the NFLPA. Saquon was number one this year, so more Saquon stuff sold than any other player in the NFL, which is wild for a guy who's the first 6 years of his career.
Was in New York.
Was and a disappointment and all those things, and then all of a sudden he sold more stuff than anybody. Patrick Mahomes, number two. Jalen, number three. Jaden Daniels, number four.
Yeah.
Which is, you know.
Well, he was the new kid on the block last year.
Yeah. I mean, it's and to that, CJ Stroud, number five.
CJ.
And okay. did not have a great year.
No.
Texans end up in the playoffs, but not a great year from CJ Stroud. Yeah. Josh Allen, number six.
Okay.
Now, number seven, well, I guess the team was popular. Aiden Hutchinson, number seven.
Shocked by that. I'm surprised. No Lamar?
Lamar is not on the list.
Wow.
Now you would think, too, with Lamar, anyone who's buying Lamar stuff may have had a lot of opportunities over the last year.
Right.
That's the thing with Saquon.
Right, it's a new jersey because yep. he's on a new team.
And he played all the way through
yeah.
until the Super Bowl.
An outstanding season, yeah.
Yep, and it played four extra games, all that stuff. Aiden Hutchinson, and the other thing in Detroit, I bet there's not a lot of Goff jerseys.
Right, nobody wants to wear a Goff.
You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like, from their skill players, there's not a lot of...
Yeah, I would go with Hutchinson.
Now, Amon Ross St. Brown is number eight.
Yep. I was going to say St. Brown. Gibbs.
Gibbs, yeah.
Gibbs.
Sam Laporta.
Not on the list. Number nine, Micah Parsons.
He's a
Cowboy.
In there, yeah.
And number 10, Justin Jefferson.
Yeah.
There you go.
Cowboys getting a...
No, Jamar Chase.
No Jamar Chase.
No Joe Burrow and Jamar Chase.
No. Now, I think...
Bengals. I like that Bengals all white.
Oh,
I like the Bengals white jersey.
Yeah.
I can never get one because I can never wear one because I get fried.
But it's clean.
It.
Yeah.
Yes, I like it.
It's a good jersey for sure. So Saquon, number one. Saquon did talk after practice yesterday about his off-season workout routine. Here's what he had to say.
Is that hard for you to kind of like let your body rest? Probably. It seems like more so than you have in past years.
No. It wasn't hard because everyone that I trust told me basically sit down for a little bit. So in past years when I was younger, you know, you think like, oh, someone's getting better than me, or you know, like I'm relaxing and you know I see Derrick Henry running hills, or I see Christian McCaffrey posting something. Like the old me would be like, oh, I gotta go. I still have that competitive nature, but two completely different seasons. So just listen to everyone. And when it's time to go, I've been going. And when it's time to back off, I've been backing off.
I think that's smart, right?
Yeah.
I assume. You know, you get to this point in your career from an age standpoint and from a workload standpoint, you have to start knowing when to ease off the gas a little bit.
So here's the crazy thing with this, right? Because, you know, I've talked about this with the Eagles sort of taking this approach with him this year. I'm happy that he understands this, so he's not trying to force it, right? Mm-hmm. But then part of me says, there's a thin line between being smart with your body and getting the proper amount of rest and maintaining the same hunger and fire and desire.
Of course. You're right. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like you want to do the right things, but also can you turn it back up when you need to, and does it still drive you to be the best in the game, to win a championship? Like, does those things still drive you?
Right.
Like when
he was the most driven player in the history of sports last year.
So here's how twisted it we can be, and I'll use myself as an example.
When you say we, you mean athletes?
Fans.
Fans,
so check this out.
Okay.
This is coming off the Super Bowl, winning the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I got irritated hearing AJ and some of the other guys say that they didn't enjoy the Super Bowl, they're ready to get back to work.
Right.
So I was like, man, it's hard to win a Super Bowl.
Enjoy it.
I didn't ever win a Super Bowl. I wish I could have won a Super Bowl. Man, enjoy it a little bit. But they were ready to get back in there and get to grinding and working. And we sort of picked that apart, right? Saquon, we clearly saw that he enjoyed his offseason. And really, he enjoyed his offseason.
He did. We could see.
So now you wonder, man, will he be ready to go?
Yeah.
Will he be ready to turn it up? Or does he feel... complete. Does he feel satisfied?
He did it. He crossed the, you know, he climbed the mountain.
Like, I don't have anything to prove. See, when I hear I can retire at the drop of a hat, then I'm like, hold on, Saquon.
gave you $40 million guaranteed.
Yes. And we still trying to win around here, and this is what we do around here.
Well, but I can understand from a human standpoint. It's like, well, how could I do anything better than I did last year? I understand that from a human standpoint, and also I wonder, like, for a guy who clearly works very hard in the off season, mm-hmm. if he knows what back off means.
And he's never had to do that.
He's never had to do it. Yeah. So I think of it sort of the opposite way. There's some people who are overweight, right? And they diet and they get in great shape. But then when it's time to just eat normal, they don't have a normal. So then they put the 35 pounds back on, then they lose it again. They only know the extremes of if I'm 100% regiment. I remember when I lost like 80 pounds or whatever it was, I didn't know. Like, I kept eating like I was losing weight for an extra 5 years because I didn't know how to get to like, oh, just go out to dinner and have a nice dinner. I wonder, Saquon, because he's never backed off before, if he even knows what, they didn't mean don't work out at all. You know what I mean?
Right,
like,
yes.
they still want you to like.
They want you to do a little something, They just don't want you to push to exhaustion.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see how he manages that, because I'm sure they're, like you just said, he's never had to do that, and he's been driven every offseason to try to get better, and I'm sure for him, it's to prove that he was worth the number two pick in the draft in New York, and it wasn't all those sort of things that always motivated him. And up until last year, coming here, he wanted to prove the Giants wrong for letting him go.
Yeah,
does he still have some sort of motivation?
Because he's proved everything.
Yes,
he's proven everything.
And I'm telling you, it's that I can retire any day thing that I was like, hold on, man.
Well, because who even says that?
Yes.
My point is, you're already thinking that way. Is you've thought about it.
Yes.
Yeah. You don't just say that. You've woken up some days and go, man,
I've accomplished everything. Yeah. I got a ton of money.
Do I need to go to camp?
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So.
All right, Saquon. Get that hunger back in there.
Yes. You took it easy. Yes. We saw the video with Chalamet.
You chilled. You took it easy this offseason.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Jesse in Philly. You're on WIP. What's up, Jesse?
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, guys. Ike, before I get into my Phillies thing, I need a little Ike juice.
Oh, hook him up, Fritzy.
Drinking that Ike juice.
Slow down.
So, man, that Phillies game today, I was so happy. I was screaming at the top of my lungs. I was like, all right, we're up, we're doing it. And we beat the best team that we ever did.
Huh? Yeah.
That was, like, one of the best teams. Like, I mean, they did put up a heck of a fight, but we blew them out of the water. We sweat. We did really good.
What the hell's going on?
Yeah, I don't know.
Well.
Yeah.
I mean, It was a good series win.
It was a good series win. I mean, it wasn't.
I don't know if it was like.
We didn't play the 52 Yankees.
Seriously. The 52 Yankees. Jesse, you made me think you were talking about another series somewhere.
Like, yeah. I was like, is he talking about the Super Bowl? I mean, they did just beat. I mean, the Cubs are good, but.
Yeah. And I am happy. I am happy to see Saquon made the cover for the 2026.
Okay.
Yeah. For Madden. Thank you.
For Madden.
Yeah. Yeah. Me too. I hope it's not the bad, you know, the bad James.
Seriously.
Yeah. Thank you for the call, Jesse. Yeah, I appreciate it, brother. Yeah, I was like,
I got a little lost.
Yeah. Is he talking about the Cubs series? I mean, they're
biggest
good.
Series win in the history of the franchise.
Did he say that?
I swear, I thought he said
something along those lines.
I swear, I thought he switched to the Super Bowl. And I was like, I thought he was talking about baseball.
But that's it. Every once in a while, you're on the air for a long time. Every once in a while, like you tune out for 5 seconds or whatever. And I was like, wait a minute, did we change? Is he talking about the Chiefs? Maybe he's talking about the Chiefs. Even if he's talking about the Chiefs, that wasn't the best Chiefs team. But I get it. I could understand. Yeah. The Cubs. You know.
All right, Jesse. Was Jesse coming from the game?
Maybe.
He might still be there.
Screaming at the top of his lungs.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Ron in Phoenixville. You're on WIP. What's up, Ron?
Oh, boy.
Putting this one on Jack. Ron?
Yeah, hold on. Later.
All right. Yo,
Ron. What up, brother?
Sorry, I wanted to call about the whole boats and ships debate.
Okay. All right.
About time.
Yeah.
So, I grew up, I was a military kid. My dad was a Navy. When I was a little guy, I called a boat a ship or a ship a boat, whatever.
Yep.
Here's the difference. You can put a boat on a ship, but you can't put a ship on a boat.
I like that.
Yes, so, but a ship is still a boat.
Well, no, it's a ship.
It's still a boat.
Nope,
at its core,
wrong.
It's a boat, Ron.
It's not a boat. It's a vessel.
This. It's a boat.
Ron.
Yeah, come on.
Ron, a tractor trailer is a truck, right?
No, it's a tractor trailer.
Well, no, it's a tractor and it's a trailer. It's
oh, my goodness.
Exactly.
Come on, bro.
I'm with you, Ron. I'm with you on this. Yes.
And, you know, every once in a while, Ike being with you doesn't make you right.
Come on. Yeah.
This is true.
Just look at it.
You know, every once in a while. Yeah, I look at it, and I'm telling you that a ship is a boat.
No,
it is.
A ship is a vessel.
Then what's a boat? Then what's a boat? Is a boat a vessel?
A boat is a small boat.
Yeah, it is a vessel. In the wide variety, it is a vessel.
Okay, but a submarine's not a boat, and a submarine's a vessel.
This is a vessel. Right.
No, that's a submersible.
Okay.
You can't put a ship on a boat.
Yeah, you can keep saying that, but it doesn't prove anything.
Or it proves they're not the same.
All right. How about this? Peanut butter and jelly is a sandwich, right?
Yes.
It is.
Okay, hoagie's a sandwich too, right?
Yes.
Yes.
You can put a peanut butter and jelly on a hoagie, but you can't put a hoagie on a peanut butter and jelly, and they're both sandwiches.
No, that doesn't make sense.
Yeah, that doesn't. Come
on. Oh, come on, man.
I don't know what that is.
All right, Ron. Unbelievable.
Oh, man.
Will, who's on his way home from the game. You're on WIP. What's up, Will?
Yeah, I just want to talk about the game, and they beat the 1952 Yankees.
Yes.
I'm messing with you, last call. I love the show.
And, all right, thanks, Will.
I love listening to it.
Thanks, brother. Oh, that's it? Oh, you're just having some fun. All right, there you go. Paul and Ben Salem, you're on WIP. What's up, Paul?
Hey, guys. What do you think?
Oh, boy.
Brode here is going to say tonight. No, Brode, man. I love listening to him. He pronounces every word. If you listen to him, it's like, and let me tell you another. Brode here.
Matt Bay Meechkoff.
Yeah. Puck it up. Puck it up.
I saw one of his friends post a clip of his. He's like, I can't believe my buddy is the voice of Philadelphia sports. And I was like, oh, word.
And I saw Bro's reply to it, like, nailed it. I am.
Yeah.
Like, who the bleep do you think you are?
Yeah. Come on, man. 50 seconds.
My little league catcher is the face of Philly sports radio.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah, something like that. That's
my
the tweet.
My little league catcher.
Yeah.
Of course, Bros is a little league catcher, too.
Well, I was a little league catcher. There's nothing wrong with that. some of us got to find a way to stick on the team, you know?
That's right.
You don't get any hits.
All right, guys. I love your show, man.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. Brodes.
Is Brodes up tonight?
Maybe 11. I know TK's from 7 to 11. So
are
maybe
you doing Jack at Night? I mean, Fritz
at
Night.
Yeah. Jack's at Night. Fritz at 6.
Yeah, we're going to rename it Jack at Night.
People are wondering if it was canceled. It wasn't. We're still here.
All right.
Tonight and tomorrow night.
Yeah. Whoa!
It's a lot of work.
Back nights?
Whoa.
A lot of work.
So NBA Finals back tonight, game 3.
I don't care. Did not realize that.
Yep. There was some NBA news. Now, there have been a little Sixers whispers here and there. Jake Fisher reported that, Philly's own Jake Fisher reported that the Sixers like VJ Edgecombe, and they worked him out. Apparently now they're also working out Ace Bailey. But also, you know, first of all, the headline on this and the way that Shams reported it is absolutely disgusting. The headline, Suns and Durant's business partner are weighing trade options. So, first of all, Durant's business partner is his agent, Rich Kleinman. Like,
yeah,
the NBA, like, this is disgusting. Like, the headline, the Suns should trade Kevin Durant wherever they want to trade him. Rich Kleinman shouldn't be in there weighing trade options. He's Durant's agent. But it looked, they named 5 teams that have shown interest in Durant. The Houston Rockets, San Antonio Spurs, Miami Heat, Minnesota Timberwolves, and the Knicks. And also noted that several wildcard suitors have made inquiries on Durant in the past 7 to 10 days. There's no real, the only path the Sixers have to Durant. And by the way, I don't think it would be a crazy thing if you could get off Paul George having Durant. He's got 1 year left on his contract. It's like, if you can get off of George, I'd rather have 1 year of Kevin Durant than 3 more years of Paul George. Sure. Absolutely.
Sure.
But I also don't want to give up. I don't think you're definitely, you have to get off of Paul George just from the money. You would have to, Paul George would have to be involved in woo, in that trade. Jack,
we've been
shut
on
up
for an hour
well,
and a half.
But it's the 5 o'clock hour. I just don't see a way. I'm not trading a first round pick to get Kevin Durant and to get off of Paul George. Like, they're not trading number 3 for it. I can tell you that. And I don't know if it would be one in the future. I just don't know what's happening after this year. And I'm not giving up a first round pick for a year of Kevin Durant, even to get off of Paul George. You are?
I'd give up a future first round pick, yeah. Mm. I wouldn't give up the 3rd pick.
But they come back to bite you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
I wouldn't give up. Would you give up? We have the 2028 Clippers pick. So I'm terrified of giving up that pick.
I'd get that pick up.
Really?
Yeah.
For 1 year, Kevin Durant?
Yeah. I you know what the problem is? What are we doing next year?
Well, that's the thing.
Are we going for it or are we rebuilding?
If I'm my gut, damn it.
Here we go.
Let me get a glass.
What is the deal?
Swallow it, you know, and eat it.
There we go. My gut is they don't know either, but they don't have their pick. They don't have next year's pick. So there's no there's no sense in trying to lose next year because you don't have your pick anyway.
Right.
So my gut is you don't heavily invest this offseason. You see what happens in the beginning of next year. And if the Sixers happen to be good at the trade deadline, you could do something. Okay. But doing it now just seems crazy to me.
Yeah.
So I think they're going to try to trade out of 3, maybe trade back, get the 8th pick or something, get something out of it, and see if they're any good next year.
Yeah, I got to be honest with you. Yeah, I wouldn't do it.
The Durant thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, for what?
Didn't take me long to change my mind.
Yeah.
Come on,
yeah.
Mike. I was trying to explain that to you earlier.
Yeah, I know. But and here's the thing. I'm just rebuild mode. Not tank to rebuild, but get younger, get the pieces.
Yeah, but at the same time, I mean, Tatum's out next year. Do we think the Pacers are that great?
Yeah, but here's the thing. You already have 2 guys here. If they're healthy, you're a playoff team.
If they're healthy, we win 55 games next year.
Yeah, like, so there's no reason for me to do anything else.
Right. And if you are really, really good, then you could figure it out.
Yeah.
You know, but, like, let's be really, really good first.
Yeah, I agree. I wouldn't make a move for anybody.
All right, I feel good. I'm ready to do another 4 hours now. Yeah. I'm good. Yeah.
I do like that.
Just getting started.
Yeah. I know. We did the throwaway NBA right around.
Yeah, there it is.
5:45.
Throwaway NBA at 5:30. Yep, there it is. We did not do the text line today, but it would have been brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Hold on. Well, I had to get the
guy goes half a show.
No.
He forgets where everything is.
No.
He is
the throat still scratchy.
The throat
can,
issue.
Can I tell you, both you guys, you don't appreciate me enough.
There we go.
That's
always
tomorrow's topic.
To that. Yep.
The text line brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com. Fritz at 6 is next, right? What do you have going on in Fritz at 6?
Nah, it just fails.
Yeah?
Yeah, why don't you try giving Alec Baldwin some credit?
He had a good day. He's had a good,
good series.
You see, he had a good series.
You don't have any trouble giving Trey credit.
Well,
right.
Trey's a great player.
Oh, okay.
He deserves to be the top
player. Trey's a great player.
He
now.
Is a great player.
Okay, yeah. I didn't hear you say that.
All right, Fritz at 6 is next. We will be
is
back
a ship
with you.
Boat? Might lead with it.
You could do a whole hour
I
on that.
Could do
for
4 hours on the ship. The ship's a boat.
Fritz at 6 is next at NTK. We will talk to you tomorrow. Thank you so much for listening.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.